Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. I wanted to just share something with you today, and that is that it hit me when yesterday was Tes Tammuz. I was thinking that we're exactly a month away from Tisha B'Av, Tes B'Av, the ninth of Av. And I was thinking that we can, maybe since it's 30 days before, we have the ability to prepare. I think that Tisha B'Av is a difficult day for everyone, both collectively. For Klal Yisrael, it's a very difficult day. And it's also just a difficult day. We try and pack into one day all of the things that we need to do to build the Beis HaMikdash. And it hit me, Baruch Hashem, yesterday that maybe we could try and prepare a little bit before. Of course, we have Shavuos HaBetamos. We have the 3 weeks where they're the halachas, getting ready for Tisha B'Av and mourning the Beis HaMikdash. But I think on a practical level, if we're able to maybe hone in and focus in on different things that we can do to think about, the longer, the more time we have, the more impactful maybe Tisha B'Av will be. I'm sure, not maybe, it definitely will be. And secondly, Be'er Hashem, by the time we're finished working on ourselves, so we'll be Tisha B'Av and Be'er Hashem will be a Yom Tov, and we'll have built the Beis HaMikdash within our hearts, within our in our avoda, working to become better. We all know the reason that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed is Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. The first Beis HaMikdash we know was Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Damim, Avodah Zarah, the big three, and we know that the second Beis HaMikdash, and the reason we're in a longer galus, is because we still haven't rectified Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. And the Chavetz Chaim, we know, because we speak about this, the Chavetz Chaim says straight out that that is a result of Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is Sinas Chinam. That is how we can fix our relationship with each other. So one of the ideas that I had is we're going to say a quick halacha from the Chavetz Chaim, from purity of speech, or a thought from Shmiras HaLashon, from the book that I'll share. And then what we're going to do is we'll take one midah, we'll take one concept, and we'll just try and work on it every day. If we can work on this midah today, or this problem today, and we could have in mind that we're doing this to make ourselves better, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, between us and our Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, our brothers and sisters. Okay, so with that in mind, the first thing that we're going to do is page 61, day 20, in Purity of Speech, and says the Chavetz Chaim, and I think this also fits very well with a lot of us in the summer, says the Chavetz Chaim, and this is, again, from Purity of Speech, Shmiras HaLashon, Chelek Sheni. This is actually from the Chavetz Chaim. He says, it never ceases to amaze me how people will seek various segulas for financial success, right? People want a bracha and they'll do this. You tell someone they'll be successful financially by doing this and this, for sure they'll do it. He says, of what value are the segulas and brachas if one speaks Lashon Hara and Rechilas? If people would listen to what I have to say, this is the Chavetz Chaim, I would advise those seeking to improve their economic situation to be careful in how they speak. The Chavetz Chaim concludes, if one respects another person's feelings and possessions, his own possessions shall certainly be blessed more than if he had performed any segula, any brachas from a tzaddik. And okay, we should all be zoche as we're trying to, many of you in the summer are trying to make money and to be successful in whatever you're doing. So this is the best thing to do, is to remember to be careful with Hilchos Lashon Hara. The thing that I want to focus on today is actually verbal abuse, Honas HaDvarim. This is basing a lot of this on the Mesil Zisharim. I'm basing on Perek Yud Aleph. If anybody has specific question where it's from, reach out to me and I could share with you exactly where I'm reading it from. But basically, it's from Perek Yud Aleph and Honas HaDvarim. The Ramchal says, he says that Honas HaDvarim basically means verbal abuse. Verbal abuse means when I'm talking to somebody, even if nobody's listening, nobody can hear, right? A husband and a wife, you could verbally abuse, and it's an isser. You're not allowed to verbally abuse your spouse, besides the fact that you're destroying your relationship with her, and you're hurting the person that you never want to hurt, someone you love, but it's called honasa dvarim. You're verbally abusing someone. Now this is, like I said, this is individually, right? If you're, let's say, with a lot of chevra, you're in a car with a chevra, or you're sitting at a table with somebody and you put somebody down, besides the fact that you're embarrassing the person, but just the fact that you are hurting the person's feelings, just you and them. That's what it says, Ola Soslo Maisa, right? To do something which can embarrass someone. He says, Gadol onos dvar me'anos mamon, right? Sometimes a person would say, would you steal from someone? Would you rob somebody? Would you abuse someone financially? That a person would never do, right? A person would feel silly doing that. So he says, he brings the Gemara that says that greater, I don't know if it's a Gemara, Chazal, he brings that Gadol enos dvar me'anos mamon. It's worse to hurt someone verbally than it is to hurt them financially. And we know, Hamal ben p'nei chaver barabim ein lo chiluk l'olam haba. We know how powerful it is to embarrass somebody. And many times, again, just the chazar over for all of us, nobody wants to hurt someone, but what happens is when we hang out with people and we joke and we're friends, so we think by calling that guy, you gained a lot of weight. Again, besides the fact that that's lashon hara, besides the fact that you're embarrassing him barabim publicly, you and the person himself, you could be hurting someone. And he says, Amrab Chizda, kol asharim nina l'chutz mishari ona, that all the gates, right, it's so powerful when a person is being hurt and they cry out to Hashem out of that hurt. One of the things that we have to mention is that hurt people, that ultimately when we find ourselves lashing out at somebody, when we find ourselves talking not nice to somebody, getting angry at someone, so as we've said many times, all that is really is that we're hurt, is that we ourselves need to learn how to heal. We ourselves need to learn to understand, to express ourselves to the people we're close to, that I am hurt from something. It hurts me when you act a certain way, or I'm hurt, whatever it might be, to put it on oneself. Okay, I think that that's definitely enough for today. Let us all be zocha today, this morning, this afternoon, this evening, whenever you're hearing this, let us all try. We're just trying if we can be more sensitive how we speak to other people. If we could be more sensitive, especially if we're in a group, especially if you're living with other people now, in a dormitory, and with your family, with your younger siblings, right? There's no end to when we're hanging around other people, how careful we can be. And this I just want to emphasize as well. It's important also to know what you could say to certain people, meaning with certain people, if you want to really be open with them and say, you know, it bothers me when you do this, or I'm hurt from this that you've done to me, that's great. If you could have a real close relationship with someone, you could be open and talk things out, that's great, that's encouraged. You know, a lot of people think when we talk about these type of things, it's like either, you know, it's all or nothing. Either I can't say anything because the person will be hurt, or they won't understand me, or I could say everything because I want to be open with them, right? It's learning to really express yourself, learning to who you could express yourself, learning that the reason I lash out at somebody or I'm talking a certain way to somebody is because I myself am hurt. I think that's, I know we all know that, but just to chazer that over, that whenever we're angry at someone and we lash out at them or we talk down to somebody, it's really from our own pain that we have. Hashem will help us all, b'schus, that we're going to try. We're going to try and work on ourselves. We all will be zocha, as today is the day of being careful what comes out of our mouth. to talk positively, to talk loving, to give chizik, and to learn how to maybe, you know, close our mouth instead of hurting someone. And through that, we'll be zocha to one step at a time to build the Beis HaMikdash. B'mehera b'yameinu, thank you for listening. Have an amazing first day, first morning, first afternoon, first evening of the rest of your life.